All right, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Accelerating your fandom, this is Flash TV Talk.
Welcome to Flash TV Talk, the fan podcast dedicated to news, reviews, and more for the hit CW show, The Flash. I'm Bo.
And I'm Bell.
Bell! Bell, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, man.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. I got an old Skeletor there for some reason. I have no earthly idea why.
Fear the wrath of Skeletor's breakfast burrito.
We must come up with additional reasons to be excited this week because this episode was a letdown. Oh, no. Oh, tip of the bean can
whoa,
there.
Whoa, Skeletor.
Hey, Skeletor, come on, man. It's the Flash.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself sometimes. It's hard being made of bones, but having fleshy body parts.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is, of course, Flash TV Talk, and we are excited to
Skeletor
be here.
Skeletor TV Talk!
Go away, Skeletor. You're not invited anymore.
Get back into the closet where all the skeletons are. All right, so we are here, of course, Flash TV Talk. Bell, this is an episode that we are about to talk about, and we both have feelings about it, which is, you know, typically whenever we've got a new episode, whenever we're about to talk about a movie, what have you, we generally try to kind of, like, hide how we feel from each other to some extent, you know?
Yeah, we want to get that, like, you know, sort of first reaction from each other on the air. Not dilute anything, right?
That's right. Keep it fresh, keep it honest, all that kind of good stuff. To be fair, though, I do think since The Flash has come back, we've been a little bit bad about that because we're like, oh my gosh, it was so awesome. Did you see that? And we're not supposed to do that, but we do anyway. And
yeah, especially when I hadn't watched the episode yet and you're like, hey, this spoiler thing happened. And I'm like, thanks, Bo. I appreciate that.
I've been trying to get better about that.
No, you hadn't spoiled anything this season. You just been like, have you watched the episode yet? And I'm like, no. You're like, oh, man.
This the one, man. But that's not what I said this week. We're gonna dive into it. But first, of course, want to let you know that we would not be here. We would not be making the show without your direct support and help. Over at patreon.com/TV Talk is where to go to make sure this show stays on the air. So if you think this was the best episode of The Flash and never mind. Don't listen to this episode. Point is, if you're looking for Flash commentary and you're enjoying it, be sure to head over there and do that. Also, we're going to need to do our release the rose colored cut Snyderverse panel to screen coming up here.
Yeah, I know. So it released at what, like 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. my time, right?
Yeah.
And it's a 4-hour movie.
Yeah.
And I have work today. And so, you know, I wonder how many people were fired because they slept through work because they stayed up to watch the Snyder Cut.
I mean, there had to be a couple. Here's my question, though. Why did they wait so long? Like, we just got DC TV back. Why didn't they give us the Snyder Cut back when we had nothing?
Well, they've already given it to us. And then they took it away because they accidentally released it through the Tom and Jerry movie, which I argue is Zack Snyder's actual vision for Justice League is the Tom and Jerry movie.
Oh, that's brilliant. No, I totally missed that, but that's hilarious. But that is coming, though. We will definitely be covering the Snyder Cut. I've seen some of the spoilers and it admittedly looks amazing. So I'm really excited to dive in there and talk about that with you. But man, before we can release the Snyder Cut, we got to release the season 6 finale in the form of episode 3 of season 7. And that's what we're going to do today, so let's get into it. You ready, buddy?
Let's do it.
Let's jump into The Rundown.
The Rundown.
Episode 3 of Season 7, Mother Martha, directed by David McWhinter. It's going to be one of those episodes, folks. Directed by David McWhinter and story by
Eric Wallace and Kristen Kim.
Bell, what happened this episode?
Well, Ava begins replacing people with mirrored duplicates while Sue Dearborn and Ralph Dibney return with evidence to exonerate Sue of Ava's crimes. But due to an explosion at McCullough Technologies while obtaining said evidence, Ralph's body was badly damaged. Though Eva convinces Barry he cannot win, the original Harrison Wells comes to him and reminds him that he is the paragon of love. As Barry checks on Iris, he revives her with a spark while holding her hand. Barry and his team revive the original Speed Force with the latent Speed Force energy in Iris before he and Iris convince Ava to stand down. Showing remorse, Ava tries to stop her duplicates, but they've become too powerful, so she joins forces with Barry and Iris to destroy them. After freeing her prisoners, Ava leaves for the Mirrorverse to start anew. Claiming that he can now perceive all of his life at once and travel freely through time and space, Harrison Wells decides to put himself in a time loop so he can live peacefully with his wife, Tess Morgan, while an exonerated Sue and a recuperating Ralph travel the world to stop other Black Hole-esque organizations. 18 hours earlier, when Barry and Iris revived the Speed Force, they unknowingly released 4 differently colored lightning bolts into the sky of Central City.
Dun, dun, dun! Okay, so this episode has so much working against it. I feel like we can't even really fully talk about it until we put it into proper context. I mean, not only was this supposed to be a series finale that never really fully got finished before it was
finale.
Yeah. I mean, like it was a finale without the finale.
Finality.
Yeah. Anyway, it didn't get the attention that it needed at the time when it was being created. It was originally intended to be this closeout for the season. And so now we find it here wedged at episode 3. On top of that, it's following two of what I would argue some of like the best episodes of The Flash, certainly that we've gotten in quite some time. You know, last week's fight sequence in particular was absolutely incredible. I mean, like, this is definitely, it's a difficult episode, man. It had a difficult job to do, and it's not made better by finding itself where it does.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, you have this like build up, right, with these last two episodes, and you're like, oh man, this season finale is going to be dope, and then it's not dope.
No, it's not. But it's got some great. There are some really good things in here.
Yes.
Okay. Like there's some legitimately really good things in here. I feel like that needs to be stated. In fact, as someone who prefers to talk about what he likes about the show, I'm going to start with that. Cisco. We got Cisco joining the fight, man. He got his kind of a tech-based power sequence thing going on, and you know, I was thinking before the fight even started, we had Killer Frost, we had OG Flash, you know, Team Flash, and I was a little bit like, man, I really wish that Cisco had his powers for this episode. And then, like, you know, he comes out, he doesn't have his powers per se, but I mean, like, you know, he's vibe for all intents and purposes. He's tech vibe.
Yeah, I was vibing with it. The problem that I had, like, I thought it was cool. It's like, sweet, we got some, you know, Cisco tech to make Cisco a super hero. We even, you know, talking about that for a while.
Yes.
And the thing that threw me off about it was like, why didn't he use that in the Babylon Protocol? Like when they were going against super genius psychopath Barry, like it just kind of came out of the blue, I guess.
No, I mean, like, think about it. Like even when he got out there, you know, that it was cool, but admittedly it only lasted for like, you know, 5 seconds before it all broke on him. So yeah, it's just the prototype.
It would have been nice to say like, I don't know, something in there to be like, oh, I hope this thing, you know, I haven't had the chance to fully test it. And like Frost is like, well, come on, they need our help. And so poof, then they show up and otherwise it's just like, he just had this and it, I mean, I don't know. It was cool. Yeah. It was cool. Don't get me wrong. It was cool. But the lead into it was just kind of like, where did this come from?
Right. No, it was, no, but I thought it was a good look.
No, it was cool.
I mean,
yeah.
Admittedly,
yeah.
There was a lot of less, I mean, like, we could have benefited from a lot more communication in this episode in terms of like what exactly is going on here.
Like, like for example, you know, when they cure Barry, you know, Cisco, like when he's like giving the hold signal, like like he sees Barry, he's all upset and stuff like that. Maybe he glances, like when he sees Barry's okay, he glances over at his vibe suit over there and he goes, next time, baby.
Right. That would have been great. That would have been perfect.
Except for they had to recast Cisco for the next.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. But that's all right. That's okay. Listen, speaking of recasting and dealing with casting scenarios, ever wonder what it looks like to lose a fight to Twitter?
Yeah.
You don't come out smelling like a, you know, like a bushel of roses.
Nah,
here.
You get like your face
Daft
melted.
Punk melted. Oh, it was gross. Yeah. It was gross. Like, oh, hey guys, this is Ralph. This is Ralph was in a fight, guys, off screen. He had some off-screen fight, like, oh, Ralph, you're a hero, we're gonna say some nice things about you and then never talk to you again.
Or Sue. I mean, I'm guessing Ralph absorbed most of that blast to protect Sue, because like, she got out there with nothing. She had like,
yeah, she's like, oh,
soot
fine.
Marks
yeah.
on her face. And she's like, no, I'm good. Ralph just melted, but yeah. like, you know, I'm good.
I'm yeah, this is fine. We're all fine here. How are you? Yeah, no, that was interesting. How do you feel about how they handled Ralph leaving the show?
I mean, you know, it wasn't the Ralph and Sue or like, you know, Joe or somebody else saying, oh, like, hey, well, somebody checked in with Ralph and Sue. Oh, they're off fighting Black Hole across the world. We'll never see them again kind of thing. So, you know, it was, I mean, I guess it was okay. Maybe the intent was just to write them out of this season from the beginning. And then, you know, with the incident that happened and they couldn't film that scene with him. Right. So they just were like, all right, right. Well, we were going to do this anyway. McCullough technology exploded and now his face is melted, so we don't have to show him, and we'll just do the same kind of send off that we were going to do anyway. It's kind of what it yeah. felt like to me. It seems like there may be a future for Sue and Ralph, but I don't think it's going to be this season.
Yeah, I hope not. I think getting rid of them is a good idea. I think that, you know, for obvious reasons, but also just because the cast size and everything yeah. and allows you to tighten some things up. I think, you know, the decisions they made with Sue there were opinions about, you know, in terms of like turning her into Catwoman.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, again, fine.
As you so eloquently put it.
Sulina Kyle. That's exactly right. And I mean, like, you know, I was okay with that. They have taken liberties with these characters, and we've seen the Batmanification of a lot of different DC characters in the Arrowverse. So that was not overly surprising from that standpoint. Had no problem with it, but there were opinions. We'll just say there were opinions. There were opinions.
Yeah. Well, now you don't have to worry about it anymore because she's gone, probably forever.
Yeah, she's gone. But she'll probably be back. I'm sure we'll get Sue back, and she'll tell us about Ralph is out fighting the space slugs of Zorgon 5 and that sort of thing. But yeah, I would have honestly, man, we needed this for Sue to some extent, but I would have actually been okay with Sue just popping up and being like, hey, we figured out the thing with Black Hole, and we got this thing for you, and Ralph is he had to go and do another thing, and he says that he's sorry that he couldn't say goodbye, but you know, he'll always remember you, and sometimes we might be back, but don't be surprised if he looks different, because he's stretchy, and that's how he does this
thing. His original form was burned too badly, and so he can never return to it ever again.
I just don't even think they needed to like fully even address it. I think they could have just been like, you know, We know what's going on. We know he's not coming back. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, I thought it was the gross face thing was hilarious. But at the same time, it just felt when everybody was like trying to be all like super special and sad, like, oh, Ralph, you're so great. We're going to miss you so much. And they're doing it to a Daft Punk face. Like, was this really necessary? Like, was this really the right way to do it? I don't know. It didn't feel right to me.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
We got to see Caitlin in frost garb, which was interesting.
Yeah.
Like when she was doing the medical thing, but she was wearing the frost costume. I don't think I'd fully appreciated just how different of those, like how different those characters are. You know what I mean?
It took me a second, right? Because I was like, is she wearing, and then they panned around and you could see the snow icon, like symbol on her suit. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. You know, but it makes sense, right? Like, Caitlin's not going to go, oh, hold on, I know Iris is about to die, but let me go change into some clothes right quick.
Change. Yeah. That would have been funny.
Yeah.
No, but you're exactly right. And I mean, like, it's interesting, too, because, like, that's such a powerful... I mean, there is something about the, you know, the super suit that does kind of give that immediate sense of, like, power, right? Like, that presence, you know, you don't just roll up wearing, you know, skin-tight leather and not be there to like save some lives, right? Like this is what you got to do here in the Arrowverse. And Caitlin's, you know, but at the same time, her, you know, quote unquote power suit has mostly been more of like a white coat, has been kind of the scientific element of things as opposed to the more like physical presence. And so it was very interesting to kind of see that, to see her kind of in the superhero garb, but not necessarily in her persona. And it did, like, you know, they've made this character your own. Talk about liberties. We've talked about this, of course, a lot, but this is a very different take on Killer Frost and just Frost in general and turning her into a hero. And, you know, I've gotten on board with it, and I really do think that she's done a fantastic job with it. I do wonder, though, if we, like, how do I say this? What do you think the future is here for Frost?
I don't know. I mean, like, so the end of this episode when, you know, Barry was saying we're a team and all that kind of stuff, it sort of, you know, pans over to the new team, right? Like, everybody else is gone. So Caitlin's going to be there. And I think Caitlin's going to be there to the end, which means Frost will be there.
Right.
So I don't see a heel turn for Frost.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think we have maybe two more seasons. Certainly one more. I think we have one more. I think they've already greenlit season 8, right?
Well, so this is kind of interesting then, because from that standpoint, that means essentially what more is there for her character? That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know? Like,
yeah, she's kind of had a full arc, right?
She has. And I mean, they've made it clear that she's not going to be a villain. It would be very surprising at this stage in the game, just because it's been so long, if they took that route. And so she's not going to be a villain. And she's kind of a hero, which is cool. But I feel like I'm Caitlin. Oh, I'm Frost. That kind of thing's a little played out at this point.
Maybe they're going to kill her.
I don't think they're going to kill her. I feel like if they were going to kill her, that would have happened this season.
I feel like the next fight with Eobard, there's going to be some Team Flash deaths.
I don't think we'll see a death of Caitlin anytime, unless like her Twitter account shows that she's, you know, the only thing that could kill Caitlin is Twitter. Like, we've seen what it could do to Ralph. I'm sure it could do the same to her. So, yeah, Twitter notwithstanding, I doubt we're going to see, I don't think we're going to see her die. I think, but that's the thing. Like, I hope that we actually get some arcs for her character. You know, the Caitlin also in this episode gag is less of a gag than it should be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like, but like you said, where do they go with her? I mean, like, she's had a really good arc, I feel like, working through the problems with her mom, the whole like dual identity kind of thing, you know, reconciling that. Frost had an arc of her own where, you know, Frost was like this really bad kind of person and Ralph helped her through that. And so,
it's true. I really did like Frost this season, like in season 6.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that was fun to kind of get to know her a little bit and to give her a sense of like, hey, I'm a character too.
Yeah. And so that's what I don't know. That's what I don't really understand. It's like, where do you go from there?
Yeah. Well, we will, I think we will certainly find out. We will definitely.
And with Cisco too. I mean, like he said, like, you know, he and Camilla are like, you know, they're happy and together and they love each other and stuff. And
Camilla's safe. She's okay.
Yeah.
She came out the mirrorverse. Singh also okay.
Yeah.
Looked at his ring. Just reminded you, you know, like his husband's out there taking care of the baby and with Linda Park.
Yeah.
And everybody else who we've forgotten on this show.
Yeah. And McSnurtle the turtle.
McSnurtle the turtle's with them. They're all hanging out off screen.
They're all fine.
Yeah, Ralph tried to save him, and he got burnt off screen. That's what happened.
So, I mean,
but no,
because like that's the thing. It's like we've had a little bit of growth with Allegra, but we really haven't explored her character all that much. Chester has next to nothing, and you know these are new additions to the team. So it seems like any new stories that they're going to be telling might be revolving around them. So yeah, what does Cisco, unless he's like a mentor role for Chester?
Could be. I mean, it could be. It's going to be a struggle. They're going to have to figure that out for sure going into this season and what that all looks like. But I'm excited, man. I think they'll do a good job of it. I'm sure they will. I'm very hopeful. We've had a lot of time to prep for what comes next. Okay, so if y'all can't tell, we're kind of struggling here because this episode was just a mess. Let's just go ahead and just acknowledge that this episode was a mess. The Eva story in particular was never one that was all that interesting, and it got a little messy there with kind of the Mirrorverse, and of all the plot lines to be drug out over a pandemic, this is not exactly the most exciting one. It was depressing and, like, you know, which wasn't great either, with, you know, Iris and Barry being separated and everything else. There was a lot of, like, a big emotional aspect of this. But I even saw, and I think we'll mention it in the listener feedback, I mean, kind of some comparisons to the end of this episode and Wonder Woman 84, which, if you go back and listen to our panel to screen review of that, you know, we were not a huge fan of how Wonder Woman 84 chose to kind of end the movie. So, yeah.
She killed people. Like, I'm just trying to make, like, I didn't overlook stuff.
Yeah, but,
or just make things up. She killed people, right?
Well, sure. But I mean, like, it's...
And her agents killed people.
Yeah, right. I mean, but so that's the thing. Like, so has Snart, and then Snart got to be a hero for some reason.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
So, I mean, like, it's par for the course. Like, oh, you know, supervillain comes in, they kill somebody, but now they feel bad about it. So Barry and team are like, all right.
Yeah, I mean...
You want to be a hero now? We'll make you a hero.
I feel like, you know,
be part of Team Flash.
Like, Eobard could just walk up to him and be like, Barry, I'm really sorry. I've been a huge jerk. I'm going to work on myself. And
no, he's the only one. he's the irredeemable because of Nora.
Yeah.
Both Noras. Like, he's killed too many Noras. Okay? He's not coming back. He's not coming back from that. I did like the fact that we got a Nora, speaking of which, a younger Nora reference this episode with Barry kind of remembering and visualizing all the people that he loves. And, you know, they did try to tie in the arcs of the various graphic novels all together here at the end, right? Like, we got a reference to Bloodwork. We got talking about the Paragon of Love with the, with kind of the way in which Barry needs to kind of conquer everything. Of course, love is his gift, I guess, his power as the Paragon, even though I didn't even know that being the Paragon even mattered anymore, but apparently it does. Maybe not.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just because the crisis is over doesn't mean he's still not the Paragon of Love, I guess.
But to what end? Like, what does that actually mean?
I
like, wasn't the whole point of being the Paragon of Love was more of like a symbolic thing of like, you're one of these kind of destined heroes to fight in the apocalypse, and the apocalypse kind of come and go.
Yeah, maybe it's like being president, you know, like once your term is up, right? Okay. And you're no longer president, you still hold the title president. Like, you know, you don't say for like Bill Clinton, you don't say Mr. Bill Clinton, you'd say President Bill Clinton, even though he's not the current president. He's still a president. Like, he didn't have any power anymore as far as like presidential power, but he's still President Clinton.
Okay, no, I see what you're saying. So it's more of a title. But the thing is, Wells, and we'll talk about Wells here in a second, was really kind of treating it like that was still like, or was it more of like, hey, you were this, and there was a reason you were this. It's because you know how to love well. And, you know, like, this is, you know, I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, the negative speed force is tapping into all these negative emotions. It makes sense that the actual speed force is tapping into positive emotions. And so, you know, tapping into that love, and not just his love, but also the love that he shares with Iris. We got a, you know, a nod, not even a nod. We got just an outright, you know, statement about the lightning rod, which is great. That's something that we're a big fan of here. yeah, I called
that, by the way, didn't I?
Yeah.
Iris is going to be the key to reactivating the Speed Force.
Yeah. No,
not necessarily exactly the same way, because, you know, it wasn't, I didn't say anything about her, you know, latent Speed Force energy or whatever, but.
Well, I mean, like, who didn't call that though?
Yeah, I know. I can't really lay claim to that because it's not like it was an original idea. I mean, everybody was like, "Yeah, it's gonna be Iris." Yeah.
This is known. We know this. This was always gonna be the case. And I think it worked well. I think it worked well from that standpoint. I just think the whole, like, you know, the power of love is saving the day. I don't know.
What is this, Interstellar? Have you seen Interstellar?
I have not actually seen Interstellar.
Okay, well, then that doesn't make any sense to you. Yeah.
Basically,
Anne Hathaway's character is like, love is what ties the universe together. Aww. Love is why we can travel through time and through black holes and communicate with our past selves through dust. yeah, I don't know. Like, I liked Interstellar. That part was just kind of like, eh.
No, I mean, I'm not opposed to, like, love as a construct being, like, a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not even opposed to, like, defeating the villain through the power of love in general.
Sure.
I just think that in the modern era, it's a little bit like, you know, humankind is awful. Like, what, like, is this really the message for today? Like, is this really, are we here? Is this where we need to be? I don't know.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you know, maybe Ava was right. You know, maybe humankind did need to be replaced, not by psychopaths like the ones she was making, but like by good people.
Yeah, no, maybe she foresaw where we were and was like, you know what, maybe this, like, have, like, hang on, let's just all pause. Have any of us really taken a look at what's in the Mirrorverse? Like, is it really that bad? I mean, I know it drives you crazy, but I mean, like, how is that much different from what we got currently? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And I mean, you know, a lot of that was my bad as Ava. You know, I'm sorry, Iris. I kind of messed with your head, sure. And you probably wouldn't have been, you know, as bad. We're not there. But, you know, I was mad. But Barry forgave me. And so why can't I just replace people with good people?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, give the Mirrorverse a chance. You know, like, let's not knock it until we try it. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know, we could give it a shot. But
Flash is sitting there like, wait, if you replace everybody with like good, wholesome mirror duplicates, I'm out of the job. Can't have this. Right. Nope. Right.
It's not good. I felt like I was a little disappointed by a lack of kind of connection between Barry and Iris, especially because of how, you know, this was tied specifically to emotion in their relationship. I know that she was kind of still in that, you know, post mirror state. While they were kind of doing the Speed Force trance situation, but even afterwards, and they were holding hands, I was like, kiss or something, like guys, come on, like, you know, we've been pining for y'all's relationship to get back, and I don't know, I think they're gonna need to go back to that counselor, I think, when this is all said and done. I think it's, they've been through a lot, and I think it's just gonna require some work.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, we'll see. You know, this is the you know, third episode of season 7, which is good, right? Like, I feel like if this had been the season 6 finale, there'd be a lot more, not necessarily negativity, but like a lot more things to say.
This is more forgivable from the standpoint that this is the,
yeah, because we're 3 episodes into the season, so you know, yeah. So I think it's more forgivable. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's fair. I do agree that it is more, you know, quote unquote forgivable. If I mean, does it even need to be forgiven? Like, is that, I don't even know that that's necessarily a thing. It just is what it is. We got good episodes, we got bad episodes. The reason why this one feels a little worse from that standpoint is because it was supposed to be a finale, which in general is supposed to be one of the best episodes of, you know, of the series. And so, like, I get it. I definitely get it. But it is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah. And like, you know, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, meta Iris. And then, nope. Ava took all the meta powers away when she went back into the Mirrorverse.
Yeah, that was an odd choice. But I mean, I do appreciate the fact that they're like, hey, don't overly speculate. She doesn't have powers. So let's not get too WandaVision up in this. Like,
yeah. WandaVision broke people's brains.
It really did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Now they ripped that the meta Band-Aid real quick, which, you know, I do appreciate from that standpoint. I do think though, in terms of, you know, what I did like of this episode, I will say I like that we got the OG Harrison Wells back for the first time. I liked the moment that he shared with Barry, where Barry was like, you're of all the Wells, you are actually the only one that I ever wanted to meet. Which was kind of nice, but also kind of like, you know, oh, well, you know, just said a bunch of stuff about the nice things about the other guys. Why?
Yeah, like, you know, Harry, HR, and all of them are like, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. it was kind of cool how he was not Mega Wells in kind of the shared consciousness, but he did have like this collective knowledge, which was cool. I thought that worked.
Yeah, like their memories and stuff like that. There's only one Wells, and it is original Wells, but he has the memories and experiences kind of like tucked away so that he sort of
right
is all of them combined, but not literally like Mega Wells was. No.
Yeah, and it makes sense to, like, that was the, you know, the problem, if I can even call it that, with Nash, was the notion that he would be the Wells that's, you know, the post-crisis Wells. It always made more sense to me that we would actually get the pre-Eobard Earth Prime Wells. And so I'm glad that we got that. Little surprised at how it went down, though. So now he's kind of become one with the multiverse in the sense that he can kind of just travel through time. And so he's a meta. I do get the idea, you know, the time traveling nature to him, that whole H.G. Wells type thing, like, you know, cool. Totally, totally cool with that.
Where are you going?
Well, how do you, I mean, like, you know, we got him. And then we don't got him. So like I don't even know how I'm supposed to feel about that. Like, how do you feel about that?
I kind of figured, you know, when we had Mega Wells disappear, you know.
Yeah.
That, you know, and we got the like, you know, code at the end of the last episode that was like, oh, you know, the OG Wells is back. Like, I knew he wasn't going to stay around. So I figured he would be there solely for either Cisco or Barry. Turns out it was Barry.
No, he had a moment with Cisco too.
Yeah, he did. He did. I mean, like, Cisco got to say his goodbye, kind of, which I appreciated. I didn't feel like it was as emotional.
I liked how they pointed out how it was weird too.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, that was neat. But I didn't see him staying around or anything like that.
Interesting. I mean, I guess they could always, because of time travel, Barry can always go back to him at any point during, you know, I guess, I don't know. It's an odd choice, and I'm very curious to see how it plays out. One imagines it will play out. I would imagine they don't, this is not just a, like, let's tuck him away somewhere. Like, surely this means something. Or is it just to wrap it up in kind of a nice little bow so that when we get Eobard Wells, H. Geobard, that it's like, okay, that's the only Wells, you know, that we're going to get. Like, it's Eobard Thawn who took this dude's genetics and looks like this guy, but that guy still got to live and be a hero, and we got to kind of see him for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm just confused. I'm just so confused.
Yeah, I mean, like, the less the thing is, like, when Eobard comes back, is it going to be Tom Cavanaugh or is it going to be Matt, I don't
Matt
remember.
Matt Lauer.
Yeah, yeah. I don't, like, who's it going to be?
Yeah, not Matt Eobland.
Eobland.
I don't think it's going to be Eobland. I think it'll probably be Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
But we'll see what ends up happening. I do think it's cool that he got that superpower, and I do think that it's, you know, cool that he kind of, you know, especially because of the time travel connection and everything, works out great. Works out great.
Yeah.
But just curious to see where it's all going. If this had been a finale, and that happened, and we had to go a long time before knowing what on earth was going on, I would not be a happy camper. That's kind of how I feel overall with this entire episode. Is like, fine and forgivable because this is just like another episode in this season. But man, I would have been not great had this actually been the series or the season finale.
Yeah. Yeah. And full agreement there.
Yeah. All right. That being said, they did give us a teaser for what's to come. That's going to bring us this week's
Speedster Speculation.
All right, tacking on what I just said, there's something about this ending that we got that is, like, it feels dumb to me. I'm sorry. It feels dumb and it feels pandering. Like, what is this? What is this, Bell?
What, the four lightning bolts in space or in sky?
Yeah, the Power Rangers lightning bolts. It's like, you like colorful lightning? Bet those guys at Flash TV Talk are going to have a great time trying to figure out what green means.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent of like throwing the ball down the field. Like, this is nothing. This is a nothing setup. And I am sorry, but it is a nothing setup.
I mean, it just looks like there's going to be, so what colors do we have up there?
We got red.
Okay.
Yellow.
Okay.
We got blue, the primaries, if you will. Colors that we've seen before and have implied meaning in terms of, you know, what they are and why they're there. And then we also have green, which is new. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, we about to speculate in terms of what that means. But I just feel like before even doing so, it has to be acknowledged that it's like, come on. Like, what are they doing?
Well,
though?
I mean,
what are they doing?
I don't know. Do you remember though the one season finale where Barry runs into the Speed Force where there's like multicolored lightning bolts everywhere coming down, destroying everything?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a throwback to that. I don't know. But okay, so are we assuming that, you know, the yellow lightning is Barry, the red lightning is the negative Speed Force, and then blue lightning in this case always was an artificial connection to the Speed Force, but
right,
it's here now, and it was made by the real Speed Force.
Right. I mean, like, you could make the arguments of, you know, yeah, I mean, there's a lot that you could, it could be anything, man. This is a Rorschach blot. Technically, this lightning means whatever you want it to mean, because it doesn't mean anything. Like, it does now because we're in the season. And again, this episode benefits from the fact that it is just a throwaway episode, episode three in this season. But man, if this had been the season finale, I would not have been happy, because this is literally nothing. Literally nothing. Green could have something to do with time, because we saw it with Wells. There's my speculation, Bell. That's all I really got.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's weird, because, like, if it's going to be even like an additive of yellow and blue.
Okay.
Right? Like, if you mix yellow and blue together, with oil paints or whatever, it makes green.
I see what you're doing, yeah.
But if you mix yellow and blue light together, it makes white. Not green.
Huh.
Lightning is light.
Yeah.
Well, it's plasma, but it emits light, okay?
So here's the next question. Do you think that the idea is that those are four lightning bolts going to zap
four different people? Speedsters? Yes.
Okay. Do you feel like this is tied to Godspeed? Is this the setup for the various Godspeed clones? Or drones, or what have you?
It's pre-crisis. Who knows? I don't know. Like, I was...
No, we got it. We got a post-crisis Godspeed.
Yeah, and it was... But, like, I thought there was a connection to Black Hole with that. Like, I thought they were going to, like, Black Hole's trying to harvest speed. And, like, they're sending people back in time to, like, harvest speed.
No. That was them kicking the ball down the field. They're like, y'all don't like Godspeed? We're not done with Godspeed yet.
I mean, that's
not gonna do anything right now, but just hold tight. This is gonna happen.
No, but I mean, that's cool. Like you know, give us a fully realized Godspeed for sure. I don't know. Like,
I hate being negative on this show. I'm so sorry, y'all. But like, I can't. You know, look, I love getting the hype and positive on this show, and I, you know, I will wax poetic and everything else. But man, oh man.
Do you think it's four speedsters, or do you think it's just like four new speed forces and there's gonna
be
multiple?
It's literally
speedsters.
Whatever you want it to be. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. It's literally whatever you want it to be. It's just like, oh, we'll kick this down and we'll figure it out in a couple months after going to the beach.
You know, I think WandaVision speculation has broken your brain.
Maybe it has.
I think that's what we're seeing here. Is it like right. It's like you can't trust anything anymore that you see. Like, everything is just nothing.
You know what? All four of those lightning bolts hit Ezra Miller, and it turns out that he's actually Ralph Boner. That's what that is, right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that, yeah. One hit Ezra Miller, one hit Ralph Boner,
and one hit the woman he's choking. Yeah, because he did do that, y'all.
He did.
I'm sorry, but he did.
He did.
I'm sorry.
He did.
It's 2021, people. I survived a freaking ice storm. WandaVision didn't pay off in the ways that I wanted to, but was still an amazing show.
I think that's what it is. You're just disappointed that, like, there were no connections to anything in that show, which I mean, if you look at Marvel, I don't know why we're talking about Marvel TV, but
no, because this episode was terrible. That's why we're talking about Marvel right now. We are punishing DC.
It was terrible. It was just eye-rollingly bad in some places.
All right. It wasn't like the worst episode. Was this the worst episode
of this season? Yes.
Oh yeah, this season, easy.
Yeah, easy.
Like, well, that's the thing. We've had some amazing episodes. That's the thing. I don't mind hating on this episode because of how good the show has been so far coming back. Like,
yeah,
we got some really, really epic fight sequences. We've got some really epic moments. I think we're setting up for, you know, I think we do have some things this season that are coming down the line that are really exciting. But man, yeah, this wasn't it, guys. I'm sorry, but this wasn't it.
Yeah, I have to say that I've gotten frustrated at the Flash in the past, but like it was the Cicada episodes where, you know, every time you watch
those
an episode,
were your favorite episode. No,
like every time you watch it, you're like, why didn't you stop him there? You had an opportunity to stop him there. You didn't, and it's frustrating in that, but. This was an episode where I was like just eye rolling. I was like, like really? Come on.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had that in any other episode.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten frustrated with decisions in the story, but I've never gone like, oh, really? Like, I've never done that before.
Right. Until this one.
Until this one. I mean, beam fights are like my big thing. I hate beam fights. I hated the beam fight in WandaVision. I hate beam fights. They're stupid. I do not like beam fights. I don't like wand beam fights. I don't like head laser beam fights. I don't like magic beam fights. I don't like beam fights. They're stupid. They're really, really stupid. And this one didn't have a beam fight. It had a glass fight, which I don't know. I don't know if that's stupid or not.
I mean, yeah.
I don't
know.
It
had a what fight? You said a glass fight? Oh, right.
Yeah. I even tried to throw the glass at Iris, and Iris was like, nah.
Yeah.
I think, like if you want to do that, do a Neo. Do an Iris, like, no. And then the glass hits, and then it just all drops.
Well, but that's the thing. She wasn't, you know, quote unquote, the one. I don't think we were to get the sense that she had that kind of control over the mirror power, the power of mirror glass.
Like, I felt like it was going that way, though, because she, like, randomly knows all this stuff because she's been in there. Like, she knows how to do these things. She knows what's wrong with Camilla and Singh. Right. And, like, she just has this intrinsic thing. I thought it was like there's going to be, like, this just unlocking of her potential. And then, you know, Ava's like, oh, God, what have I done? And they defeat her. And then, like, she escapes through the mirrorverse and pulls that power out of Iris to never have to be threatened by her, basically, right? And then you save the thing, because now Ava can still show up as a villain in the future, because she's not going to now. She's done. She's gone. There's no future for potential for her to be a villain. Come on.
No, I mean they could always bring her back as a villain for sure. I hear what you're saying. Like, it'd be definitely odd if they did, given how they left.
And if she returns, does Iris get her power back?
No, I don't think so. Why would she?
Because the power, like...
Because the power of love?
Ava's presence... Yeah, the power of love. We'll give her the power back. No, like, Ava's presence in the real world was what was powering Iris. At least that's what they said in the show, because when Iris went back into the mirrorverse, when Ava went back in the mirrorverse, Iris' powers went away.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know.
Like, I figured there could have... I mean, I get it. They wanted to do the power of love thing. That's where they were going with that to that whole episode.
No, I've got that song stuck in my head now.
The power of love.
Yeah.
Doop 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 doop. No, that's Hip to Be Square. Whatever. They're both in Back to the Future. Leave me alone.
That's fine. No judgment. There's no judgment of you. There's a lot of judgment of this episode, but there's no judgment of you, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know.
Four out of 0 stars. Three out of 9 stars. I don't know. Anyway, that's it. I'm calling a wrap. I have nothing else to say about this episode.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to say about this episode? This is the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just got to reiterate. Yeah, like I've seen a lot of Flash, right? I've seen, you know, 7 seasons and or 6 seasons and 3 episodes into the 7th, and I've just never rolled my eyes as hard at an episode as I have at this one.
All right, there you go.
Hey guys, this is Chad Roque, and you are listening to Flash TV Talk.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
All right, man, listener feedback. Banjo Man on Twitter is saying the ending with the big bad being defeated is very major Wonder Woman 84 vibes. Yes, definitely felt that there. I will say that, you know, this one was a little bit different because it was really more geared towards Ava as opposed to everybody in the world doing the right thing, which I thought was the big swing in the miss for 84, but it's fine. It's okay. Olivia Twist says, I'm in a glass case of emotion. Very good. Yes. I think that's what they should have called this episode, Bell. A glass case of emotion.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. I think we might be getting a Cobalt Blue, Thaddeus Thawne, Godspeed territory. Also, who, what was Harrison looking at? And that is from Charizard on Twitters. Was Harrison looking at something, or was it just Harrison being Harrison? Because I just kind of saw it as Harrison.
Oh, that was another thing that I was totally frustrated with. I was like, all right, who's he looking at? Come on, who's he looking at? Show us the glimpse. Nothing. Nada. Zip. Zilch. Very, like, that, yeah.
He's looking at whoever you want him to look at. I stand by this. There's no plan.
Yeah.
There was no plan at the time for any of this.
Oh, that, yeah. I got so frustrated at that I just blocked that out of my mind until you mentioned it. But yes, that was entirely frustrating.
Yo, I think we're gonna break Bell. Bell's mad that I got broken, and I think I broke him in the y'all broke him in the process.
Because I love this show. I wouldn't keep doing this if I didn't like the show. And then this episode comes along, and again, it's just episode 3 of season 7. So, like, we have everything else to look forward to after this, and that is what really mellows this for me.
A lot of speculation that it's probably Eobard Thawne that he's looking at. I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening. We got Ninja Mac saying this season, or this next season, Team Flash is fighting the Power Rangers. do we really need to take your glasses off for... Okay, let's see. LOL. All right, this is from Steve the Berg saying, I LOL'd at the surprisingly relevant Daft Punk reference.
Yeah.
And I think Evan Peters is going to play Ralph.
What are the connections? What could it mean?
That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
Are the X-Men going to show up in
the, this is where they
the
are.
Arrowverse?
Mephisto is going to bring the X-Men over on the DC Arrowverse. It was all right there in front of us. It's all connected, Bell. It's all connected.
It's all connected. Yeah. It's all connected. It's not connected. None of it's connected.
Yeah. All right, let's see what ends up happening, y'all. We got more stuff coming down the line. Fortunately, this is the early part of a new season and not the finale of what was a very interesting last season. Had some of the high highs and the low lows. This is certainly one of the low lows, but regardless, now it's part of this season because time is relative and nothing makes sense anymore. And that is fine. Val, speaking of things that don't make sense, people can follow us on Twitter at Flash TV Talk, or they can follow you at Ring That Bell.
But if 280 characters isn't enough to express your love for our show, feel free to email us at flash@podastery.com. That's podastery.com.
And for other such Flash-related things, head over to facebook.com/FlashTVTalk.
And as always, special thanks to Charlie Bach, who provides music for our show. You can listen to the rest of his awesome stuff at soundcloud.com/CharlieBach.
If you like podcasts talking TV, check out tvtalk.fm where we live, along with some other great shows. We'll be back in a flash is the thing that I say, but now I'm going to say it again because we will be back in a flash. I think my brain is broken.
Yeah, definitely. And scene.